Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, you're listening to a very special interview episode of Popcorn Podcast with Lee and Tim, where we sit down with the star of Breaking, John Boyega. I'm Timmy Fland, movie buff.
And I'm Lee Livingstone, entertainment journalist.
And we love to talk all things movies.
We do. And Breaking is based on the true story of Marine veteran Brian Brown Easley, who, after being repeatedly denied support from Veterans Affairs, takes a bank with several employees hostage out of sheer financial and mental desperation, leading to a tense confrontation with the police.
Breaking is directed by Abby Damaris Corbin, marking her directorial feature debut, which is very exciting, from a screenplay by Abby Damaris Corbin and esteemed playwright Kwame Kwe-Ama.
Breaking stars John Boyega, Michael K. Williams in his final performance, sadly, Nicole Beharie, Salinas Leiva, Connie Britton, Olivia Washington, and London Covington.
Now, we have a special treat for you. Friends, Popcorn Podcast is thrilled to welcome actor John Boyega for a conversation about his powerful performance as Brian in Breaking.
Yes, and many will recognize Boyega from his iconic roles in Pacific Rim and as former stormtrooper turned resistance fighter Finn in Star Wars, a very popular character. Mm. But more recently, he has been demonstrating his incredible talent in The Woman King and, of course, Breaking.
I just love the work he's pumping out. I was a huge fan of his character in the Star Wars sequel trilogy and loved his take in The Woman King. Now, Boyega was brought into the Breaking project just 2 weeks before filming began and shares what a head spin it was preparing for such a poignant role under those conditions and what it was like working with the late Michael K. Williams of The Wire fame.
He also reveals how his mates help him decompress after really tough days filming.
And Lee makes Boyega squirm.
I did.
Okay, so let's take a listen.
I have a bomb, and I'm going to kill myself and everybody in here. My demands, and I'm there.
Thank you so much for talking to us today about Breaking. I really appreciate your time, John. Your character, Brian, is a man at literal breaking point and is a real man with a real story that's just all too common, unfortunately. What resonated with you about his story?
I think it was what led him to this extreme choice. It was the human story of suffering and how empathetic I felt towards his position, everything he had suffered. But then also it's the way that Kwame Kwe-Ama and Abby Corbin, how they wrote it and stringed all these like narratives together to create a piece that just as I was reading it, I kind of reacted as if I watched the movie. I was teary-eyed. I had to put it down in 1 second and go for a tea break. I was like, yeah, this is a lot, man. That's just intense. But it did get me excited as an actor to be a part of it, because that means more artistic work for me, which is high quality, you know.
You came into the project quite last minute, didn't you?
Yeah, very, very, very last minute, with the craziest turnaround I had ever done heard in my life. But it was definitely spontaneous. Just imagine someone goes, let's go to this other state and you've got a new job and we're just going to do it like that. It's kind of like, okay, let's go on to it.
How did that affect your preparation process?
It's just very short. around about 2 weeks of prep, just straight into it. But that's testament to Abby, honestly, the kind of director that she is, knowing that we indie movies, we don't get the same kind of budget. You know, a catering budget for a big studio movie is what we spend on the whole indie film. You know, so that in itself, we had to hurry up and get it done. And Abby had a lot of documentation, research, information about Brian Brown Eastley. I had access to his family, which made it easier for me to just hit the ground running with it.
Yeah, it sounds like you really did hit the ground running. Have you ever worked like that before?
To a certain extent, but that turnaround was unique. That was a unique turnaround, because I've never had a role where 2 weeks prior, I didn't know if I was going to do it. Like, yeah. I would have at least heard of the role.
Can you recall your most challenging day of filming, or the sequence that really pushed you the most?
A lot of the moments where Brian switches between being extroverted and introverted was definitely where I felt challenged. And I mean that in a good way. I don't think it ever felt hard to be Brian, because as I said, Abby went in with the support, but I think it was more to do with how much colors and how much, you know, nuances we were finding in these scenes. That after we were done on certain days, I was like, oh, I'm all right, aren't I? I've done this a few times. So it was that kind of moment of appreciation for a process, and then being able to handle a script that's just so emotionally complicated and challenging.
And how do you decompress after a tough day's filming?
Go home and go out if you can. I went to a few get-togethers and house parties. I take characters off like it's socks. I leave it on set and I'll say, see you in the morning. I went home and fortunately, I was staying in a house with my best friend and another mutual friend, and all three of us were together. So by the time I was Brian Brown in the bank by day, I came back to the house at night and it was just my friends like, hey, you know, cooking a meal. And that kind of just made me just de-stress and forget about that. And then go back to Brian in the morning.
Just shake it off,
yeah.
This was sadly Michael Kenneth Williams' last film role, and you both have this wonderful two-hander throughout the film. What can you tell us about working with such an incredible talent?
First of all, talent-wise, a huge loss because of his unique talent, but also his approach as a human to work. And I said it in my last interview where I felt like I took full advantage of the emotion of that moment, as if I knew something was going to happen in that sense. Like there was a happiness, there was a joy about him being there. And in retrospect, in thinking about in light of what tragically happened, I'm glad that I got those moments with him to tell him like, yo, I loved you in this. I loved what you've done in this. I'm glad that we had that. And I'm glad that I requested him and he accepted to come on to Breaking, because, you know, hey, we made this film for the price of a Happy Meal. And so him coming in and supporting us on this was definitely needed.
What a memory to take with you. Speaking of incredible talents, are you aware of the comparisons that people make to the caliber of your talent and Denzel Washington?
Not talent wise. I ain't heard nothing like that. I mean, I've been a few family members to say, yeah, from the side you might.
How does it make you feel to hear that?
I really don't know. That's crazy. What?
British people are like Australians. We don't like compliments, do we?
We don't even know how to handle it. Go into overdrive. It's just like, I don't know. And then I don't want people to get angry. He thinks he's Denzel. Chill. I'm minding my business.
In your career, you've worked on some huge big budget films and smaller budget films as well. Yeah. But what are the differences like on set, and which do you prefer?
Oh, there's no preference to me, you know. It's all the creative team that's put together. You look at Rian Johnson, who directed Episode 8, who's now gone on to Knives Out. You've seen it creatively, you know, different styles coming from one place. It's just about all the creatives that you work with. You know, it is, I can't lie, it's very, very nice to know that you have the chicken, beef and veggie and option on sets in comparison to the indies. But I don't know, I still do like indies too, because quicker shoots, grounded experiences, way more freedom with character and all that kind of stuff. But I think that they're both different ways of exploring your art, just as long as the quality of writing, directing, all that kind of stuff is seen in all of them, then I'm cool with whatever way.
And you've been in two really powerful films in this past year, the other one being The Woman King, obviously, which we absolutely loved here at Popcorn Podcast. How does The Woman King's lack of recognition this award season make you feel?
I don't know, because I've never really been tied to the awards like that, especially even the Golden Globe that I won. I didn't get to go because it was during the pandemic and all that kind of stuff. So I've never been tied to it. I read what our director was saying. I support her 100%. I support her fully on that, especially for those who find recognition from these kind of institutions to be very important. I hear what she's saying in terms of not getting recognized. But for me, it was more about the you lot seeing it, the audience, you know, because there ain't nothing worse than releasing something. No one sees it, but you still get a bloody award. You know what I mean? I'm just glad that everyone, you know, saw it and was able to go into that journey. And I think that maybe it don't get the recognition between the institutions, but from you guys, you know, I really appreciate the fact that, you know, women all around the world, men too, enjoyed the movie. And it must make the awards system look a little bit booky because people are like, actually, that was really... It's not just a colour thing, man. It was really talented, like just actually really, really good. And so that's for them to sort out. We see it.
100%. Couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you so much for your time today, John. I'm honoured to talk to you. It was wonderful.
Thank you so much.
What do I need to do to get the attention that I need right now?
What a fun interview, Lee. Well done. I especially love how he says he takes characters off like socks.
I've never heard that expression before.
No, neither.
But I really did make him squirm with that Denzel Washington comparison. And the Brits and the Aussies really can't take a compliment, can we?
No. We're just allergic to compliments. No. Take it back. It's so true. Well, you can watch our interview with John Boyega over on our YouTube channel.
And Breaking is available to rent and own from March 27.
All right, friends, as always, thank you so much for listening.
We'll catch you next time.
We have a website, popcornpodcast.com. Make sure you check it out. We've got all our episodes up there for you.
If you'd like to get to know us a little better, there's an About Us section and we run ticket giveaways. So keep an eye on the website for more information.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.